Welcome to Barbells to Buddhas, and I'm your host, Roar Alexander, online fitness, health, and body transformation coach. Now, I can honestly say I spent well over a decade in the gym not getting nearly the results for the work that I was putting in, wasting lots of time, lots of money, and just like those aimless workouts, my life was the exact same. Lame jobs, crappy apartments, living paycheck to paycheck, never building what I wanted either inside or outside the gym. So one day I just said to myself, enough is enough. With no credit cards, no money, no plan, I bought a one-way ticket to Hong Kong because all I knew was my life sucked and it had to change. And for years I traveled Asia and India, discovered new cultures, traditions, foods, and my body and my life just started to come together. And I realized that I'd been making fat loss, muscle gain, body transformation, and even my life so much more complicated than it had to be. And now this is what I'm hoping to bring to you, helping you transform your body in the gym to live much better outside the gym. And saying that, let's get on to Barbells to Buddhas. What is up, everybody? I am Roar Alexander, men's over 40 body transformation coach, and of course, host of this very Barbells to Buddhas podcast. This is the official podcast for those of you guys who want to start living leaner, stronger, longer, and a hell of a lot better. Now, I want to start with this. By the way, I'd like to thank somebody for letting me know that my last episode came out in mono. It turns out this little button on my microphone right here was switched to mono and not stereo. So hopefully I've solved that because I don't have the earphones on to check it. So thank you for that. But let's get back to this, the episode today. So basically, I'm a guy who never really left my small, boring sleeper hometown till I was about literally 30 years old. So you know all those people that are out backpacking in their teens and 20s? That was not me. I was 30 before I really left my hometown besides little family vacations. I didn't leave my home, you know, my home country until I was 37. But I was also one of those guys who had a bit of a two-sided dilemma. You see, I wanted to stay in shape, but I thought, you know, there's no way you could do that traveling the world because, you know, you figure traveling the world and staying in shape are just not two things that blend together. Most people, you know, they travel, they put on a whole bunch of weight. So at the same time, though, I was also, you know, very jealous of the people that I knew who did travel a lot. And I remember watching things like, you know, James Bond, Tomb Raider, TV documentaries, whatever, and seeing these awesome places, you know, these crazy things, these epic experiences, thinking, man, I would love to do that. So one day, fed up with the way my life was going, I did just that. So I figured today I would tell you about some of my favorite fitness, or at least I guess you could consider them more very active experiences, and where I did them, because maybe they will inspire you to do the same. And some of them, not necessarily more travel, but they're experiences that I've learned about in other parts of the world that I have done back here as well. So without traveling, though, I never would have really come to my attention. So before we jump into today's episode, I do want you to know that if you are looking to start the dad bod and want a great place to start, then you can head over to my official coaching website and download all of my all-new No More Dad Bod Roadmap, a quick start guide to helping you, you know, live longer, stronger, longer, better, all that sort of stuff. Ditching the dad bod, number one, though. And that is at barbellstobuddhas.com/no-more-dad-bod. And it is filled with some great tips and simple ideas that you can take action on to do that right now. Now, as far as today's show, it's definitely fits in on the inspiration and motivation side. There's not so much any action plans here as much as getting you hopefully fired up to maybe go and do the same thing and start traveling on your own. I have a wide variety of health interests, exercise, nutrition, psychology, but also holistic design, cultural traditions, and just a bunch of general wellness issues. So this list may be a bit of all over the place, but it's all good because I don't know what you're into, so you may be into the same stuff I am. So let's just kick it off. And these are no particular order, although I would probably say my top one is number one right here, which is doing Muay Thai in Thailand. Now, for those of you that know, or maybe you don't know, I lived in Thailand for 4 years. I was a strength conditioning coach for the Fairtex Fight Team. I worked with companies like Yokao. So I got to work with really two of the three top Muay Thai instructors in the world. And as I would travel around, no matter where we went on vacation, whether it was Phuket or Hawaiian or Koh Chang, just wherever we went, I would always find a local Muay Thai school and do a little bit of local Muay Thai. And of course, living at Fairtex, I was also, you know, got to do it as much as I as wanted. Now, saying that, one thing I do regret is I didn't do it as much as I could have or even as much as I should have. Because here's the thing. When you're kind of living in the moment, you're always thinking, well, there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. There's always next week. And so I really did not do as much as I wanted to. Now, I would go and hit the bags a lot by myself because they had a kind of an open bag area. And I tended to get up quite early. So I would go and hit the bags by myself usually before breakfast. But taking the actual Muay Thai, doing actual Muay Thai coaching, I hate to say I did not do as much as I could or I lived at Fairtex, but one of the things that I really want to do going forward is on my trips to Thailand is to start doing more Muay Thai when I'm in Thailand. So wherever it is we go, wherever it is we stay, I'm going to be checking out the local Muay Thai gym. For instance, Hua Hin, where I really like. I know there's at least one or two there. I've trained at them and they're still there. Obviously, if I'm in Pattaya or whatever, but Bangkok, you know, those are there. I don't see myself staying in Bangkok at all. Pattaya, though, only because the wife does have some family there. And if you've listened to the show before, Coach Murray Sogan, who's sort of a business partner with me on a few things, he has a very nice gym there, and it happens to be right beside a Muay Thai gym as well. And he's the one that took over for me as the strength and conditioning coach for Fairtex when I left, and right around when they got into MMA. So it was actually a really good fit for him. So that was great. So I'd have to say that is my number one. Now, the next thing I did, and there's things I want to do. So let's say Hong Kong. So Hong Kong's going to be next on the list. And there's three things I did. Obviously, I worked at Impact MMA with Alen Galani, kickboxing, with one championship. But as far as this episode goes, it was my feng shui tour in Hong Kong, which you can see on my YouTube channel. I'm a big fan of feng shui, at least the idea of feng shui. I don't really get into all the mirrors and all that sort of stuff. But I really believe in the power of environmental manipulation and things that you can do. And Hong Kong, its whole history is built on feng shui, its architecture. So you can go on a really great feng shui tour there. So there's ones you can actually go on. However, I just made my own. I did some research and I went around and just going through the streets and looking up bits and bobbles. I got my little feng shui bagua, my little map there as well. Did a really fun podcast there with a feng shui a master over there right now. Her name is Terry Chow. So that was really good. So really enjoyed that. So I would say if you're into feng shui or any of that sort of, you know, sort of thought out architecture, then feng shui in Hong Kong is a really fun thing to do. Now, speaking of thought out architecture, that leads me to number three. And that is basically doing a tour of biophilic design in Singapore. Now, Singapore, if you don't know what biophilic design is, let's go over a couple things first. Biophilic design is basically using the art of nature to bring more nature into an urban or into an artificial environment. That could be inside, that could be outside. So have you ever seen a building that's maybe purposely covered in ivy or plants? Well, that's a form of biophilic design. So instead of having just a big concrete block, they've covered it in plants. There is the idea of bringing, you know, it's simple, bringing plants inside. But the thing is, it's not just about plants. It's about patterns, using patterns in your home or in buildings or in any sort of building that's more in tune with what you would find in nature. So it's just a way of bringing more nature into our urban lives. And Singapore has really set itself out, and they've even said that, and don't quote me exactly, but it's basically, we want to be a jungle. We have, what is it? Something like, we want to be a jungle in a city versus being a city in a jungle. So it's their goal to really bring as much of the local nature as possible. So there's kind of like Dubai. When I think of Dubai, I think of like the exact opposite. Just like this crazy concrete mecca in the middle. Like it just sticks out like a sore thumb. Singapore, on the other hand, has really gone out of their way to do the exact opposite, trying to adopt as much nature into their architecture as possible. And if you're really interested, you think that's kind of cool, because there's a lot of reasons why you'd want to do it, mostly psychological, mental, and stress reasons, depression reasons. So a lot of, you know, emotional and mental reasons why you'd really want to think about bringing some feng shui into your life. I would really consider listening to episode 41 of my podcast, where I interview a local Vancouver designer, and we actually talk a little bit about Singapore in there. So that's Singapore, and you can go on some really great tours there as well. I believe there are biophilic tours, but again, I just did my research and I did my own. But the whole city itself is just, it's an example of just biophilic design in action. So if you're into that sort of stuff, if you're an interior designer, and you're really into the more natural side, the more nature side, then definitely check out Singapore and start reading about it. And, you know, if you can, book yourself a trip and go check it out. Just understand it's not like the rest of Asia for the most part. It is not a cheap country compared to Asia. It just sticks out like a, basically it sticks out like a New York or Vancouver there, or London in Asia. So just be prepared for that. You're not going to get the cheap stuff like you're getting in Kuala Lumpur and Thailand and everywhere else in the area. Even Hong Kong and Taipei, for that matter, significantly cheaper. My next one would be yoga in India, the Ayurvedic retreat I went on, and just a 5 a.m. mountain walk. So I went on this Ayurvedic retreat, and we had it where we got up at 5 a.m., and we did a big mountain walk, where we climbed up the mountain at 5 a.m. and got to watch the sunset come up. So that was really cool. So just doing yoga, period, in India. I've been to India twice, done quite a bit of yoga there. And just, yeah, doing some treks up some mountains there. The second time we went, it was a truck drive, but still, you know, we're up at the top of the mountain at 5 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, got to watch the sun come up, wandered around, looked at the temple. So that's really great. So if you're into yoga, mindfulness, meditation, then India is a place you definitely need to go. Also did quite a bit of meditation in India as well. I do have a little bit of clips on YouTube from some of my, like my learning to, you know, when I was in India. So we got a bit of that on there as well. So that's a lot of fun. So if you're into that, you want to see a bit of my Indian trip, go check that out. The next one, similar to Muay Thai in Thailand, was doing Sanda when I lived in Taiwan. So I lived in Taipei for a little while, and I really wanted to keep up with my martial arts. And the nice thing about martial arts is you don't really need any language. It's not like a lot of exercise. It's just like, it's more just watch with your eyes and learn. So I did Sanda at a local Sanda gym. The Sanda is just basically like Chinese kickboxing. So I did it there at a Sanda school that literally had no English. Like there was no English. I was by myself on that. So that was a lot of fun. That was right in, literally right in smack in downtown Taipei. Now, other ones that I've really enjoyed would be just going to Bali and just running on the beach. Now, things that I do want to do next time I go to Bali is I will try some surfing, although I don't expect to be very good at it, but doing stand-up paddleboarding. Stand-up paddleboarding is something that we really got into a lot in the last couple of years here in Vancouver in the summertime. The wife and I went out last year and we bought inflatable kayaks and inflatable stand-up paddleboard. We're actually going to buy another paddleboard this year because it turns out we both like the paddleboards a lot better than the kayaking. Just long story short, your back just feels so much better on a paddleboard because you can sit on it, but you can also stand on it. You can kneel on it. You can do lots of stuff. I mean, you see people that are out there, they can do like yoga and stuff on it as well. Won't be doing any of that, but paddleboarding or surfing in Bali is something I like to do, but just honestly, just going for some runs in Bali on a beach is just absolutely awesome. You can say the same thing about a lot of beaches, like in Hua Hin when we were in Thailand, we love running there too. But that's one. Also did some CrossFit as well as some MMA in Bali, so that was a lot of fun. But overall, my most best memories is just literally just being in the Bali beaches and just outside. Now, the next one, I haven't actually done in Manila, but I have done Filipino stick fighting, or Cali. And I actually just returned from the Philippines. It's about 10 days ago now. I just got back 10 days ago. It was my first trip, my first international trip, honestly, since the beginning of the vid, you know, the big CV. I came back around March the 6th of 2020, and I went out again around February the 28th of 2024. And I went to the Philippines and I went to Taiwan. So I actually went to Taiwan No, I did long layovers. I like long layovers. So the first time in my layover in Taiwan, just so you guys know, if you ever do, I like long layovers. If you're going to have a 3 or 4 hour layover, guys, you might as well make it like a 9 hour layover, 10 hours, and actually go out and enjoy the city, depending where you're going. Hong Kong, Taipei, Singapore, you can just jump on a train and shoot you straight to the city. You're going to have a great time. So on the way to the Philippines, I had enough time to have a nice breakfast down at a little restaurant right on the street level, walked around just the local markets, watching people shop, go about their mornings. And then at 10 a.m., shot straight up to the top of Taipei 101, which is one of the 6 or one of the 10 tallest buildings in the world. So that was a lot of fun. So that was really cool. One day I would love to see if I could do the stairs at Taipei 101. I don't know if they still have where you can go up that or not. I'm not sure. But that was on there. And then when I came back, I had an evening layover, which was more like afternoon, evening. I think it was like 3 o'clock. And the flight wasn't going out till midnight. So I ended up going to the Shinlin Night Market in Taiwan. Very touristy, but still a lot of fun. And just walking around there. Again, guys, just going out and walking around in cities where you just kind of type in where the easy and kind of fun places are when you're on a layover. But night markets, any kind of markets are always a lot of fun when you're in Asia. And I'm assuming probably most other countries too. But stick fighting in Manila is something that I really like to take. I did go to some gyms when I was in Manila, but just did regular weight training. But getting into some stick fighting is something that I would like to look into more when I do it. But I have done it here with an actual Filipino grandmaster. I think as we're nearing the end of my list, I only have one left. This is going to be a pretty short episode overall today. This wasn't a big episode. Like I said, this is more of an inspiration episode to get you excited because there are a couple questions that I do want to ask you at the end. And I'll talk to you about some of the other things that I would like to do that, you know, personally being in shape will just make the experience so much better. I mean, being in shape makes every experience better, but when you're traveling and doing like physical stuff. Oh, actually, you know what I should add? I completely forgot. I will add this. I don't even know, how did I forget this? Cambodia, doing the temple tours in Cambodia. You go off to the, I forget the big temple's called right off the top of my head right now, but you go there and you watch the sunset come up over the Angkor Wat. You watch the sunset come up over Angkor Wat, and then you spend the rest of the day just touring around. You checked out the, I checked out the Tomb Raider temple. Honestly, I'm telling you, it was 8+ hours of just solid being on your feet, walking around. I'm telling you, 50, 60,000 steps. That was a lot of fun. And I stayed right in Siem Reap, which is, of course, where all the temples are. Another fun thing you can do there, guys, is there's this old school gym, no air conditioning, no nothing. It's a dollar. It's a dollar US for a drop-in. So that was a lot of fun. I hit that up the next day. But listen, if you're going to go to Siem Reap and it comes between a dollar gym and going on the temple tours, you definitely go on the temple tour. You get a little tuk-tuk driver, whatever. You can do bicycle tours too, but I think we did the tuk-tuk, takes you right up there. And that's about it. He'll bop you from place to place, I believe. So you spent hours at each temple. We spent a couple hours at Angkor Wat anyways, and then maybe the other temples are, you know, about an hour. You're exhausted at the end of the day. Because remember, guys, you're talking like 30 to 40 degrees there all the time. So I don't even know how I missed that on my list. I should hit myself for that one because that was an awesome, epic adventure with a friend of mine. So that was a lot of fun. And the last one is just snorkeling. And I don't have anywhere particular. I love snorkeling. I don't go anywhere super crazy. I just enjoy going on little beaches, finding some rocks, and just doing some snorkeling. It's just something we can't do here in Canada too well. There is a little bit of snorkeling we'll do in the summertime in a couple places around Vancouver here, but it's not the same as snorkeling in warm water. And that's Southeast Thailand, Bali, Philippines, wherever. Just doing a little bit of snorkeling can be a lot of fun, including places I haven't gone. That's something I'd like to do a lot more of, is snorkeling. Which brings me to some questions I would like to ask you. Have you been to any of the places or done any of the things that I've talked about? That's number one. Are there any on my list that you would want to do? In your opinion, what should I add? So let me tell you about the things that I would like to add. Obviously, I want to do a pyramid trip to Giza. I would also very much like to walk the Great Wall of China. I think that'd be fun. And another one that's been growing on me, and I don't know why, I've always wanted to go to Kathmandu, which is, you know, in Nepal. And of course, that is the home to what? Well, Mount Everest, of course. Now, do I want to climb Mount Everest itself? No. but I think I would like to do base camp because even that is a trek and a half. So I'm kind of, it's just been bopping in my head lately about doing a little base camping and maybe a little bit of mountain climbing stuff. So I don't know, mountain climbing, mountain trekking, I guess would probably be a better term to not insult true climbers. But anyway, it's kind of been bopping around in my head. So those are a couple few things that I would very much like to do. So let me know, what would you like to do if you had your ability to go anywhere and do anything, any kind of exciting physical adventure? Where would it be and what would it be? Let me know. And where are you gonna let me know? Well, let me know on my Instagram. So I'm gonna post a story, a post about this episode, you know, to get, obviously, hopefully get some listeners over here. But in the bottom of that, I do want you, if you listen to this, to let me know what places that you would like to go or what experiences it is that you would like to do. Now, that is a wrap, guys. But a reminder, if you like what you heard today, you've been inspired, and now you're maybe thinking, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to start ditching the dad bod and start living epic, maybe doing some of those adventures. Then hop on right over to my website at barbellstobuddhas.com/nomoredadbod and grab a free copy of my popular No More Dad Bod Roadmap Guide, filled, like I said earlier, with some great tips and simple ideas that you can take action on to do that and more right now. And of course, guys, until next time, I'm here as always to help you live leaner, stronger, longer, and a hell of a lot better. Talk to you guys again soon.
Are you a busy entrepreneur or professional who's been hard at work chasing your passions and designing your dream career, but you've placed your fitness and health on the back burner, and now you're seriously thinking about, or maybe even currently struggling to transform your body and your health while still fitting in all the big responsibilities you have? Well, if the answer is yes, then let me help you get into the best shape of your life without the fad diets, the internet challenges, the exhausting HIIT workouts, or take it away from your work, passion projects, social life, or family. Simply go to www.barbellstobuddhas.com/free call and schedule your 15-minute first 5-pound strategy call with me today. It's completely free. Leave your wallet at home, and I look very forward to speaking with you.